Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception we'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ghashiya. Now, there is a narrative which is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidis Tafsir, and the text of the narrative also is the same when it is recorded in As-Salawis Tafsir. However, both have different change of narration, but both have been reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or allegedly reported from him by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. So the text in Al-Wasit reads, Man qara surat al-ghashiyah hasab Allahu hisaban yaseera. And it means that a person who reads or recites Surah Ghashiyah, the Almighty will take an easy reckoning from him. He will undergo a very easy reckoning of his accounts. This text has been recorded in Al-Wasit. Now, as far as its chain of narration is concerned, Hafiz ibn Hajar, as I said, has regarded it to be a concocted narrative. It has been fabricated, and perhaps the reason for this is that there is a narrator by the name of Harun ibn Kasir who is majhul or unknown in its chain of narration. And another reason for this is that there is another narrator who is extremely weak, and his name is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. Now, as far as his personality is concerned, we find the following comments about him in Hafiz Mizzi's Tahzib al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishayi, and at another place his words are, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosri says, Laysa bihujja. Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayru siqa. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is za'if. Imam Bukhari says that authorities have abandoned him, tarakuhu. And so does Imam Nasai. His words are matruk. And in another place, Imam Nasai's words are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says za'iful hadith jiddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also regards him to be matruk. And in another place, his words are kazab, that he's a liar. So on the basis of this information, this narrative, of course, cannot be regarded to have any weight and have any truth in it, because, as I said, on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar regarded it to be fabricated and concocted. And as far as its chain of narration is Salawi's Tafsir is concerned, although, as I said, the text is exactly the same, but the chain of narration has a lot of problems. And thus, for example, Ismail ibn Majid is one of the narrators found in its chain of narration, and we have no jarh or ta'dil available on him in our books. Similarly, Makil ibn Ubaidullah is regarded to be za'if by Yahya ibn Ma'in, by Uqayli, and by Ibn al-Jawzi. So in the presence of this information, this text also, this chain of narration also in Salabi, cannot be relied upon. And all in all, we can say that this narrative, of course, is something which has been regarded to be extremely weak, and in the words of Hafiz ibn Hajar, to be concocted, and therefore it cannot be depended upon and relied upon. It is better that we just totally disregard it. And as far as reaping the blessings of reading Surah Ghashiyah are concerned, they can best be done by reading it with a good translation, by understanding it, by reflecting upon it, and by disseminating its message. This is the proper way of reaping the blessings of a surah. As far as narratives such as this is, such as the one I just described is concerned, there needs to be, or such narratives need to be totally disregarded. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات